Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests this week are Carolyn Bunch and Tony Pennock, artists from Las Cruces. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon, Emily. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We'll talk first with Carolyn Bunch. Carolyn, how long have you been an artist?
Since my preschool days back in Iowa, I remember vividly getting my first spanking when I used my mother's fountain pen to draw. But that wasn't negative reinforcement. I just kept on going. But that's the only thing I really ever wanted to do, and I'm happy to be doing it.
What brought you to New Mexico?
Well, we moved here in the 50s because of the job opportunities at White Sands. And my children were born here and seemed to thrive in the environment. And so, you know, at first I thought adobe was a rather weird substance to build a house with, but it grows on you. And the whole area does. It's really quite lovely.
And some of your paintings do show some adobes, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. And the people around. And I think, first of all, the picturesqueness of the locale captivated me. And then when I went to Mexico to study, I got really absorbed in the faces down there.
And how long did you study in Mexico?
Not very long. I graduated from NMSU with a teaching degree in 1958. And shortly, not too many years after that, I went down to the Instituto Allende in San Miguel and studied. And that was really not my first exposure, because I took the children down there, I think maybe a couple of years before that, and they explored around. But we really loved Mexico.
How many children do you have?
I have five. Two boys and three boys and two girls. Well, first we'll start at the top and go down. There's Lynn, Karen, Tony, Kelly, and Carl, and they were all from here, and they all went to NMSU, and they all graduated from NMSU.
And are they all artists?
No, I'm afraid Tony is the only one that can claim that distinction, although I have a daughter who's a writer and has written plays, and the children are artistic, but in various ways, but Tony's the artist of the family. He claimed that early on. I think I knew he was going to be an artist when he was very small, because he would take old concrete pipes out in the yard and draw pictures on them and try and recreate Florence and Italy and the days of the Renaissance on the concrete pipes. And also, the summer after he was in second grade, he drew a whole history of the Civil War with horses vaulting over cannonades and soldiers lined up. Unfortunately, he drew it all in yellow Crayola, so it wasn't terribly permanent, but it was beautiful.
What do you remember of your first drawings?
Oh, I always did people. I think all young children draw people, even if it's just mommy and daddy. But I always drew people, and that's really all I ever wanted to draw. That's basically what I do, portraits and figure work.
Now, is your husband also an artist?
No, he's not an artist, but he's a builder, and he has built some lovely structures around Las Cruces, one of which Tony designed in Mesilla, and it was both a gallery and a living quarters, so it was quite unusual for the time that, you know, I don't think there were many people in Mesilla that had a business and lived on the premises, and we were sort of pioneers in that way.
Well, Tony, your mother was talking about one of your first drawings. Tell us about what your remembrance is of your first drawings.
Well, my first drawing that I remember was a mural on the floor of the front porch after Michelangelo. And it was mercifully painted over immediately. I wasn't supposed to do that. But having grown up in an art family, I think my first solid remembrance of art is don't jiggle the table. I heard that 2 or 3 years, don't jiggle the table, don't jiggle the table. And finally, I grew tall enough to peep over the side of it, and I saw what was going on there. My dear mother was there for hours at a time drawing. And then I could look over her shoulder and see, it's art. This is what it is.
So is that what he was jiggling, the work you were working on?
Well, I taught elementary art. And we taught on a program where the teachers would go around from school to school and have maybe 20 or 30 minutes per class. So I would always have to have something to show the children. And this is what I was mainly working on, were drawings and colored drawings on to show the children in school.
So these are some of your first recollections of art. Mm-hmm. But you've grown from that now to a muralist. Tell us about some of your artwork.
Well, mostly I do large-scale public art, murals for public buildings, and they're anywhere from 6,000 square feet to 14,000 square feet. I guess the most noticeable are the water tanks along the interstate.
What inspired you to do murals?
Probably a trip. Well, aside from the front mural on the front porch, I think it was probably a trip to Mexico that we took when I was probably 12, 13 years old, and we went around to all the public buildings, and you know, I was introduced to the gorgeous work of like Rivera and Tamayo and Orozco, Juan O'Gorman, the whole crew, and to be there and see them in person up front in the architectural setting was just mind blowing.
So has that also inspired you to study architecture?
Probably so. For a long time, I didn't know there was anything else out there besides art. So I tried architecture, and I studied at the University of New Mexico and at Yale. And although I dearly love architecture, it's just too much work for me.
In what way?
Well, designing it is only part of it. You know, then you have to. It has to be built and has to come in under budget, hopefully. And it's just a lot of details.
Walking through Las Cruces, where is your art? What's the first thing one would see if you're coming into Las Cruces?
Well, coming into Cruces off the interstate, of course, you'd see the water tanks, and then if you went down Main Street, you'd come to the downtown mall, and you'd see on the north buildings on the downtown mall, you'd see one of my pieces.
And when was that done?
I believe that was done 1995, I believe, yeah. And then if you were to walk down the downtown mall, eventually when they finish the Civic Plaza, we'll have a very large piece there, the La Entrada mural.
And what does that depict?
Well, that was a dream of Dr. Raymond Paz's many years ago, and he kind of got the ball rolling for the renovation of the downtown mall, and he always wanted to put a monument of sort dedicated to the history and the heritage of Las Cruces and the Mesilla Valley. And it is basically a piece showing Juan de Oñate, and it's not so much with the soldiers and the military aspect, but 300 families that he brought through. So it was the first Thanksgiving, April 28th, 1598, around there when Oñate came through, and that was the first Thanksgiving when they went through the Paso of the North.
And that's now El Paso. El Paso del Norte would
right.
be considered El Paso.
Si.
And Carolyn, and going through Las Cruces, what art galleries would have your work?
Well, mostly my art galleries, which is sort of a nice way to do it. We've had art galleries largely in Mesilla since the mid-80s, and it started out because my husband renovated a building in back of San Albino Church, and it was built in the old style around a central courtyard, and so one half of it we used for residence and the other half for an art gallery. And it seemed like a good use for it, and indeed it was. And it was very interesting to live in a place where you had your art around. But I never just settled for my art. I always had several other people on.
And you've been a founding member of some art organizations.
Yes.
Can you tell me about
namely
that?
The Border Artists, which Virginia Ness was really the founding member, but she very graciously allowed me to claim that also, and that's within the early 90s.
So now you're considered the very first signature member?
And I am the very first signature member, yes.
And
thank
are,
you.
How many others are there?
I think one or two more signature members, and there are 20 or so members in all.
Describe some of your favorite artwork.
By other people?
your artwork.
What
you've done, yes.
I don't ever think an artist... You're happiest of all with the one that you just finished. And after a couple of weeks, you look at it and you see what you should have done. And I have artwork around town that people have been nice enough to acquire. And when I get another look at it, I stop and think of all the things that I should have corrected on it. So I don't know. It's hard to say what's my favorite. You know, what you're working on right at the moment.
Tony, what would you say is one of your favorites of your mother's artwork?
Oh, there are just so many. I'm not sure I have a favorite. As soon as I like a pastel, then she does a really beautiful oil painting, and as soon as I think, well, that's the best, then there are more drawings. And Dear Mother does so much. There is so much work that she turns out. I think I'd be happy just being able to inventory it.
And what about your favorite work that you've done?
Well, there's no problem inventorying that. My favorite is the last piece we did off Roadrunner. It's a large water tank mural entitled Journey to Tlalac. And that it's an allegorical piece about Tlaloc, who was the god of the frog god of rain. And we have these riders riding this ridge with a reflection in the bottom. And it's done in a linear style where we have, probably several hundred vertical bands. And each band independently looks just like a ribbon, a polychrome ribbon. But when they line up and they're fluted around the side of the tank, they blend together.
When you say we, do you have people helping you with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a crew, definitely. That's mostly composed of my four sons, or two of them at any given project are usually up there working with me, and we have a couple more.
How long does it take to do a mural? How long did it take you to do this last one?
Well, this last one was, because it was so complex, it took about 3 months, but the first mural I did took 8 months, so we're doing better every time.
And when will your final project be completed? You said you're working one on the downtown mall?
Well, actually, we have done the mosaic work, and the ceramic tile work is done and fired, and we're just now waiting for the city to construct the shell, and then we will install that. And I believe they're looking at a year or so from now to get the Civic Plaza going. I hope so. I think that'll be a real nice project.
So it's made of mosaics of tile. What mediums do you do your murals in?
Well, mostly it's industrial enamel on steel, or we'll do for an interior piece, for instance, the ceremonial courtroom at the Judicial Center. That's oil on canvas. Some of them are glazed ceramic tiles. Some are mosaic. Just about everything but crayon and charcoal.
And the water tanks?
That's industrial enamel on steel. Uh-huh.
And Carolyn, what about your mediums? What different types of art?
I like oil very much. I like pastel very much. I like watercolor. It's sort of, you sort of let the subject that you want to do kind of pick the medium. You know, instead of saying, I'm going to sit down and do this pastel, you look at something and you say, that'd make a nice pastel. You know, it's a matter of matching what you're doing with the medium, although, and I like to experiment with different ones, it's just that I don't know if that's a good way to get terribly proficient in what you're doing. I do very few landscapes, maybe once every 5 years. I do figurative work and portrait work.
Is that just from a person sitting there, or do you use
a
photograph?
Sometimes it's from a person sitting there. I have had some very good models, very good patient models. Sometimes it's from photographs I've taken. Very rarely do I make up a face, because if I do, they always tend to get a little bit stereotyped, and so I like the differences in a face. And I have been known to unnerve a lot of people by staring intently and wondering how they would look on canvas or on paper. I don't know of anybody who's been really pleased at the first sight of their portrait.
And have you had your portrait done?
No, that's kind of dull. But, you know, the thing is, later on, people grow into their portrait. They grow to like it. And in most cases, I know one of my boys, when I did him, he said that was to the awards to the effect that it was one of the ugliest things he'd ever seen. But then when I visited his house several years later, he has it framed and up on the wall. So it's hard for you to know yourself, no matter what Socrates said. It's very hard. But a portrait is one good way to get an insight into.
What was your feeling when you sold your first piece of art?
Oh, I remember that very well. I did it in grade school, and it must have had a good effect, because it kept on being a very fascinating thing to think about the possibilities of selling once you made it. Yeah.
What was it that you...
It was a little drawing I used to do, say, a boy and a girl from certain countries in certain costumes. And I don't know, I don't remember the country, but I do remember the sale. It was in fourth grade so for a small amount of money, of course. But
so way back in fourth grade is your first sale. Yeah.
And I did murals in chalk on the wall, on the black blackboard. The teacher would have me every month put one up. It's a wonder I got through school at all because...
So Tony did get some influence from you about doing murals. Not just the one on the porch.
I don't think I ever even talked about that with you, did I?
No, that's the first time I've heard of it.
No, and I remember they wrote a little article in the paper about somebody who, a student who did chalk murals on the blackboard every month. And that was it.
And what would you do the murals of?
I kind of think they had people in them. But I can't remember the details. It's just that this was one of the things the teacher put me doing, and it was better than sitting in the desk and not being allowed to, you know, express yourself in certain ways.
What projects are you currently working on now?
Well, we're having a show in an opening reception on January 11th at the Adobe Patio Gallery in Mesilla. And it will feature something I've wanted to do for a long time. It will be a show with prints and drawings. Depending on how many prints and drawings I get to put up, it will be an exclusive show on that. But I'm expecting at least the large room in the gallery will be filled with that.
So will you be the sole artist being featured?
There are 17 local artists and a very famous artist from here who lives in Albuquerque, Brian Cobble.
Yeah. Tony, what other project are you currently working on?
Well, the downtown mall, and we're planning the restoration work for a water tank in Tier C that was renovated and has to be redone. And we're looking forward to starting a new tank in the spring.
And where is that?
That'll be locally here in town.
Is there something else you'd like to say about your mother's artwork, Tony?
I didn't know she did murals. That's a revelation.
Tony has always been my most perceptive, harshest, most sought-after critic. I think I can depend on him to say exactly what he feels, and he's just not generally moved by art. It is inferior in any way, so I know I'll always get a good rundown. And whereas I get angry at the criticism, after a day or so, I reflect that he was absolutely right.
And what have you done with a piece of art that you've felt that wasn't up to par?
I go back a lot. I revise a lot, yes. It's more than just one thing. I just do a lot of revising. Mostly if something is wrong, and I think Tony will agree, it's in the drawing because that's so critical.
And who's your critic, Tony?
Well, actually, I'm probably my own worst critic. I don't often solicit, what do you think of this? Do you like this? Do you not like that? I just pretty much keep my own counsel, and more often than not, I'm wrong.
Your children then are following your footsteps, and what are their names?
Well, I have four sons, Jeremy, then Brandon, then Miles, and then Cameron. They are also very good. I have two of them who are very good in their own right.
They are.
And they, too, are quite honest. In terms
they've graduated from high school already and the university.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one that graduated, two that are attending NMSU.
And are they working as artists as well, helping you?
Well, they help me, and they do their own. We pretty much have an agreement that I won't critique their work, and they won't critique mine. So.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you both here on Puentes. You definitely are a bridge to the community with your artwork. Do you feel that?
I would be very happy to feel that. I've always felt that Tony was, because I've had people tell me that they decided to move to Las Cruces after they saw his murals. And they thought, well, no, this is a great town for art. So I really feel he's a tremendous value to the community. And I hope we are.
Well, I think Carolyn has been a cultural icon in this valley for many, many years. And her gallery shows were the great salons, the cultural salons of the community for a long, long time. And the gallery and the work that she's doing are still going strong and are as beautiful as ever.
My guests this week, Carolyn Bunch and Tony Pennock, artists from Las Cruces. Well, I really appreciate you both coming down. I mean, we could sit and talk for a long time about the artwork. Thank you so much, both of you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Emily. It's been lovely.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.